This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Monet, I was just looking up the Anchor app. Have you heard about this?
I've heard of it. Something to do with podcasts, right?
Okay, so Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's absolutely free. Mm-hmm. And they have this like creation tool that lets you record a podcast and edit it right from your phone or your computer.
Oh, that's right, because they can distribute your podcast for you, and it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all the other podcast distribution places, right?
Oh, and you will get the listeners, honey, and when you get the listeners, you make the coin thottas. Mm-hmm. But here's the crazy thing. You actually don't have to have a minimum listenership to get money. You can still make coins.
So it's essentially every single thing you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Oh, you're just so tickled. You love the idea of making podcasts. I love you, Monet.
I love
you. Now listen, if you want to download the free Anchor app, you can also go to anchor.fm and get started.
Hey y'all, it's me, your girl Monet Exchange, and I just wanted to pop in to let you guys know that my Digital Drag Fest show is premiering May 30th, where I'm doing a full live session, baby. Full band, four-piece band, three background singers. I'm singing two of my new singles and some oldies but goodies and a little Sylvester. It's going to be fierce. So if you want tickets, you go to my Instagram page and the link is in the bio. Or you can just Google Digital Drag Fest, Monet Exchange, and it'll pop up there too. Can't wait to see y'all there.
My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Monet Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
On this week's episode, someone breaks into Monet's house while we're filming.
We chat with Canada's Drag Race judge, Brooklyn Heights.
And we find out what made Monet say this.
Yaya kaya bow. Boom. And we find out what made Bob say this.
My butt is on a plant. My butt is on a plant. And we find out what made Brooklyn Heights say this.
I was busted.
Mo.
Hi.
Don't talk to me like that. Don't do that to me.
I think that right before the break, you should put a hat on. I think it would look really cute if you put a hat on.
When I can't do that because I won't be able to hear you. If I put these headphones on.
No, after like right after the break, like right before the break, you should put, just switch a hat. Just
you know,
when
what's going to happen is during the break, I might. And you know what? You don't have to do all this exposition. It's a hat one night. Let me tell you. So just so y'all know, this is how
extra. Oh my God, Bob. No.
I'm ruining the magic. I'm ruining the magic. This is what it's like to work with Monet Exchange.
You are the worst.
We do our podcast. If we have a guest, we bring them on. We do an interview with them. And then we go back and do our first part. So my headphones were dying, all right? Because I like to keep it real. Monet, you know how you don't glue your wigs down? This is me keeping it real, okay? So my headphones were dying, so it was cutting in and out. So I put on these external headphones. And Monet is like these corded. Monet's doing a whole thing. Continuity, blah, blah, blah. Monet, it's a full break. No one's going to fall over dead if I show up with a hat.
Okay, guys, so we started the interview with Brooklyn Heights, and Bob had this fucking hat on, and he had his wireless headphones.
Okay, not this fucking hat. It is a hat made by people of color. It's called Lack of Color. It is an Australian-based company. Are they people of color?
You don't even fucking know. Fuck them niggas.
I don't know.
Okay?
It's an Australian-based company. Fuck those niggers. Oh my God, Monica.
Anyway, so then Bob had this hat on, and then like literally 3 minutes into the interview, he takes the hat off and puts on these headphones. So then now we're recording this part now after the interview. So I'm just trying to do a casual thing for us, but like, Bob, you just put a hat on a little bit later.
You're being fake and phony. You're not being real. Sibling rivalry is real. Okay? See how your headphones ain't working? Now you better switch over to...
No. My headphones work. I just heard like a crack and I'm like, oh my God, is someone breaking into my house? Do you ever feel like that? Someone... Okay, can I tell you, last night I was sleeping and then like I always... Do you sleep with your doors open or your doors closed?
I've always slept with the bedroom door closed.
Really?
Yeah.
But like, what if something happens in the house? You don't even know what's going on.
I mean... Like something like what? I mean, if I sleep hard, so I won't wake up anyway. Something pretty significant would have to happen for me to wake up. You could walk into my house, into my bedroom, grab something and walk out, and I wouldn't know until I woke up.
Oh, Bob, I have done that at 945 Amsterdam. I have literally done that. You're like, Monet, the door is unlocked. Just come in and take it. If I don't answer the phone, just get in the building and just come in my apartment and take it.
Yeah, you'd have to be making insane amounts of noise for me to wake up.
I'm a very light sleeper, bitch. If that's why when I have dated folk before and they had to wake up, I'm like, just do the things. Don't try. I hate when people be walking around a room acting like they're being quiet. It's like, nigga, you loud as hell. So just do what you're doing. Just do what you're doing and get it done. As opposed to you taking, because you can get it done in 2 minutes and make all the noise, but then it's taking you 20 minutes.
So something happened to me today that really, I came home today.
Jacob.
This is Ezra today. And I was like, hey, I walked in and I was like, hey, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And then he pulled out earplugs. And I was like, do you sleep with earplugs every night? And he was like, yeah, you snore really loudly.
Oh my, do you, Bob? Ew, are you a snorer?
I was like, I don't feel like that's true. He was like, and... when you come home in the mornings, you're loud. Like, you're walking around, you're talking loud. And I was like, bitch, who are you talking about? Not me, because I am dainty. I walk through the room like a feather floating on an air conditioner wave. Jacob, do I snore?
In the move.
Ezra said, you snore really loud. I was like, couldn't be me.
Not Ezra. Not Ezra with a list. Ezra's like, you snore really loud, and you loud, and you just, Ezra listed it out for you. I live.
I was like, oh, I just don't feel like that's my narrative, but go off, I guess. Let me tell you right now, Jacob's going to get mad at me. Jacob walks through the house like he is 10,000 pounds. I mean, you know every room Jacob is in, because he just walks like just so hard. And I, in my head, I feel like I'm floating, but apparently I am just Belinda China Shop stumbling through the apartment, causing a scene.
Stumbling around, girl. What can I say? Stumbling around.
Now me and Jacob just bought a place above someone. So I'm like, I have not lived above someone in a very long... I haven't lived above someone in like 8 years. Because Zach lives on the first floor, me and Ezra on the first floor, but now me and Jacob are above someone. Well, I'm on the second floor, but below me is the garage.
Wait, hold on. I keep on hearing good... I'm getting nervous. Hold on.
This is like the beginning of a scary movie. It starts off with a podcast, and then Monet just falls in front of the camera completely passed out.
Okay, I'm back. I just feel like someone's like trying to break into my home.
Money, there's a gate. I mean, it's not like the gate's unclimbable.
Oh, I have my August lock. I can see if someone opens.
Bitch, no one is coming to your home. Also, can I tell you all recently, Monet was hanging out with some people, which we talk about later in the thing today. And Monet said, I'm going to call you in like 15 minutes.
Oh my God.
I called Monet over 24 hours later. Where were you? I went to your home. When I called you that time, I was literally outside your apartment.
Were you really?
Yes. I was at your gate.
We didn't talk about that.
No, because you said, I said, Monet, can I come over tonight? You said, yeah, you can, but I'm going to go to the gym first. I'll be home after 6. Uh-huh. I came over at 6.
Already wrong. Go ahead.
Where am I wrong then?
I said that because we spoke at like 1 o'clock. I was like, oh, I'm going to the gym now.
And you said, I'll be home after 6.
No, I said I'll be home like after 4 is what I said, because I'm spending 5 hours at the gym.
Okay, well, 6:15 is after 4. So I was there after 4.
So, and then anyway, but Bob was coming to either drop something off or get something. We talked about something like that.
I was
that.
There just to be in your presence, to hang out with you. Because I love, also, look right now. Also, full tea, Monet is shady. I called Monet the other day and I was like, Monet, shady. Monet, what are you doing? I'm going to go eat with Kim. Just, what are you doing? Hanging out with Kim? Full stop. I said, oh, I want to come. I get there. It is Kim, Naomi, Plastique, and Monet. All hanging out. Neither one of them texted me. Neither one of them called me. Neither one of them wanted me to know. I showed up, crashed the party. Monet did not tell Plastique, Kim, or Naomi that I was showing up. They were like, what's
yes, I did.
Here?
I and did. Then, we're talking.
And then I oh get God. There. We're hanging out. And then Kim and Naomi, Kim and Monet are like, oh, Kim's like, oh, I'll see you Thursday, Monet. Thursday? What the fuck is y'all niggas doing Thursday? And why don't I know about it? You are so, and then the other day, Monet's like, oh, I'm just hanging out with these two. You are a mean girl, and you're treating me like the fucking fat gay guy from Mean Girls. You're Lindsay Lohan. You're a mean girl, Lindsay. You're a fucking mean girl now.
First of all, you are so.
You are a mean girl, and you are not hanging out with me because you got your little new Drag Race friend. Fuck the bitch that made you a Little Mermaid gown fucking 10 years ago. Fuck that dumb black bitch. You're hanging out with Legs. Legs, old Naomi, her sexy legs. Kim and her 2 million Instagram followers. You gotta have all that shit to hang out with Monet? It ain't enough just to be an old school friend. Now you gotta be young. I'm too old for you, bitch. Why are all your friends younger than me? Every person you don't have any friends older than me.
Kim is not old, is not younger than you.
Kim is younger than me.
Anyway,
you're being confronted. What do you have to say for yourself?
So anyway, so Bob showed. Okay, so with the whole thing with Kim and Naomi and them, they thought that Bob, when we had planned to have lunch, we Bob was not gonna be in on the secret that I had, that I moved to LA. So when Kim set it up, we were like, yeah, you were supposed to find out that coming Sunday, but things okay, we moved things.
I'm
up.
About to crush your whole life because I found this out too. Because I hung out with Naomi the other night, and Naomi told me y'all already met once before I found out. That was y'all's second get together. Naomi told me.
You didn't know yet. You didn't know yet. I was in LA. It was the same day that I came and I hung out with you and I surprised you at your house. You didn't know yet.
Mm-mm-mm. Ain't it funny when we get funny, y'all?
Oh my God, you are so crazy, Bob.
Ever since you won Drag Race, you've been acting real weird. Ever since you won All Stars, you've been real, real weird. It's been very, very sus. Very
You're
sus.
So crazy.
And that's why somebody breaking in your house to kill you right now. That's why you got a burglar in your house on the first floor. Yeah, I know.
Bob, you ever thought, now that you have a new house, like, what, you ever thought, like, what if someone breaks in, what do you do? Okay, like, okay, scene. Okay, set the scene. Let's say you're home, you're in your home. It's like late. Jacob is hanging out. He's not home. And it's just you in your house. And someone legitimately breaks into your home, a burglar, full black, gloves, ski mask, everything. And you're in your bed and they come in the room. What do you do?
Well, I don't think it's any different owning a home than renting a home. It's not like I'm like, I own now. Kill me. Don't touch the floors. God. I just got the floors redone. I think that I'm less worried about someone breaking into my home now. I live in Hollywood, which isn't like the best neighborhood ever. But I used to live in a corner apartment at 162 in Fort Washington. If you want to know what that is like, I think because my corner was so busy, I was never going to get burglarized because there were always people outside. But there were like drug deals outside of my apartment. There was a lot of hood shit going on outside of my place in Fort Washington. So I was actually more concerned about it back then than I was now.
Okay, but let's say someone, you bitch, I just set the scene. What do you do?
Oh, if I look up and someone, okay, I let them lead. If they start talking, what do they say to me? Let's act it out. I wake up. Oh my God.
I'm like, where's all your money? I want all the money you have in here right now. Give me your money. I want your bank card. Give me everything you have. And they have a fucking they have a gun out.
Okay, all right. Here's my wallet. And here's all the cash I have. This is literally all the cash I have. I don't have any more cash in this.
What's your bank code?
My bank code? Okay.
What's fucking bank code? Okay. Say it right now.
Can I grab my phone?
Can no, you fucking know it. Don't fucking lie. You know that four-digit PIN code.
Oh, my PIN code. All right, my PIN code is 1234.
Boom! Shoot you in the leg.
Oh my God! Ow! Oh shit! All right, you got what you want. Can you please leave? I can't see your face. My eyes are closed. I literally haven't seen your face. I'm not looking. I'm literally not looking.
No, get up. I'm gonna lock you in the tub. Get up. Get up. Walk okay. to the tub.
All right. Okay. I can't walk. You shot me in the foot. Can you please help me?
I'm not helping you.
But you shot me. Okay. I'm gonna crawl. But my leg hurts. I'm gonna crawl. I cannot believe Jacob is still asleep. All right, I'm gonna crawl. I'm crawling. All right, okay. I'm crawling. I'm in the tub, and I still can't see. I'm not looking.
Okay, good. All right. See you later. Have a nice night.
Well, that was a really nice departure. Not have a nice night.
I don't know what I would do if I woke up and I saw someone in all black with a ski mattress in my doorway. I would just boner. Legitimately, I would just scream. I think my first reaction would be to scream, and they would probably kill me because I was so fucking loud.
Didn't I tell you about the time that I woke up and there was a guy standing over me? Didn't I tell you about the time?
Yes. That shit is scary.
Girl, I remember being, I honestly thought that I was having sleep paralysis. Because it feels very sleep paralysis. I just looked up and all I see is a silhouette of a man standing over me. And I'm in bed with a guy. And it was his ex or his like hookup who was mad that he was in bed with me. And they started arguing. And I just laid there. Once I realized that he was mad at the guy and not me, I just kind of let it go.
Yeah, that's.
But scary. I remember waking up being like, holy shit. Because he had a low bed. It was the bed was like a mattress on the ground, basically. You know those real low beds that are like,
I
you
love
know.
That.
So I looked, that. I'm like, I'm when I say I'm looking up, I'm looking straight, I'm like below his knees. That's how high up I'm looking. That shit was wild. It was terrifying.
That shit was scary.
And it was, because his room, he had like those TikTok lights. So it was like all blue. The corners were blue, and then all I saw was this dark blue shadow looming over me. And he had an accent. He had a French accent.
Ooh, that's hot.
He's like, "You are a piece of shit. Oh, I cannot hot. Fucking believe in you. You are the worst, motherfucker." You know, it and wasn't hot in the moment. In the moment, it was terrifying.
Then he pulled his foreskin out and choked you with it.
Exactly. Speaking of foreskin, we're going to be talking to the amazing Miss Brooklyn Heights, one of the judges on RuPaul's Drag Race Canada, a former Miss Continental, a finalist on RuPaul's Drag Race, and we are very excited to have her.
Yes, ma'am.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring, it was gray, it was looking crazy, and I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code RIVALRY to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now, y'all know, I love me some Vizzy, honey, because having something extra makes your choice easier. Vizzy stands out by having something all the other hard seltzers don't, girl. Antioxidant vitamin C. That's like you getting health and you getting something else, girl. Extracted from the acerola cherry, a superfruit with 30 times more vitamin C per cup than an orange. That is not trigonometry. That ain't algebra. That's just facts. There are plenty of hard seltzers to choose from, but with four bold and refreshing natural flavors and antioxidant vitamin C, Vizzy makes the choice a little easier. And it's a lot tastier. You can have pineapple mango, black cherry lime, strawberry kiwi, and blueberry pomegranate. Right now, for real, for real, for real, right now I'm living for the black cherry lime. Because, you know, it's a little sultry. Yes, I'm using the word sultry to describe my liquors, okay? It's fierce, it's fabulous, and I love it. Vizzy is refreshing, it tastes great, and it never hurts to add some vitamins and antioxidants into the mix. And at 5% ABV, 100 calories, and less than 1 gram of real cane sugar per can, every sip of Vizzy is more exhilarating than the last. Upgrade your hard seltzer with Vizzy. To find out where you can purchase Vizzy, go to VizzyHardSeltzer.com/rivalry. That's VizzyHardSeltzer.com/rivalry. You must be 21 or older to purchase, girl.
Is music a big part of your life? Let me tell you about Anchor, Spotify's podcasting platform. There are creation tools that allow you to easily and quickly record and edit right from your phone or computer. And best of all, Miss Stang, she is free. With Anchor, you can create a Music Plus talk show. With Music Plus Talk, you can add any songs from Spotify directly to your episodes, alongside talk segments featuring your commentary. Miss Day, this is revolutionary. This is the future. This is happening now. Music Plus Talk is a new way to create with all the music that you love. The possibilities are endless for what you can create, whether it's from music analysis, your own radio show, a hosted playlist, a deep dive on your favorite genre or artist, or something the world's never heard before. You can do it with Anchor Music Plus Talk. Anchor will even help publish your show on Spotify so you can reach hundreds of millions of listeners. Got an idea for a Music Plus Talk show? Just head over to anchor.com/musicplustalk. That's anchor.fm/musicplustalk to sign up for Anchor and make your own Music Plus Talk show for free.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we's back and we have a legendary queen in the house. I love
not
this woman.
Wheeze. What is this vernacular? Wheeze is back. What is this runaway slave talk you doing?
Well, it's I'm recoining it. I'm calling it slave swag, and it's the way that I talk. So,
well, you're really making our Canadian guests very uncomfortable.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome the fabulous, the gorgeous, the delicious Miss Brooklyn Hines.
Hi. Hello. Thank you for having me. It is an honor and a pleasure and a privilege to be here.
Oh, Brooklyn Heights is really trying to sell it. Brooklyn Heights is wearing stars and stripes. I'm just like, I'm American. I swear.
Well, I have to say, I'm very happy to be in America right now and not Canada because they're handling COVID so much better down here.
Oh my God, really? I heard that. So I'm in this thing for this production for this thing. And
if you're just doing this podcast, Monet is very obscure about projects. I always say, Monet's like, I'm doing a thing, but I can't tell you. It's an undisclosed location, but it's like, I can't tell you what it is, but it's like a part and it's like a thing, but no one can know, but it's a thing. So there's things.
Anyway,
don't even mention it.
The production company is in Toronto, and we had like a meeting the other day. And
oh, you said too much.
And they were like, we're going to lockdown again. I was like, what do you mean you're going to lockdown again? I was like, Canada normally has their shit together. Canada is normally looking down at America, like the U.S., like, y'all dumb motherfuckers. We figured it all out. But this time, Canada is a little fucked up.
It's fucked up. It's ridiculous. Like, there are no vaccines. Like, there are just not enough vaccines for everybody. And I think Ontario has been in lockdown since November.
That is wild. I can't imagine. I cannot
imagine. So right now, the country of Canada has 7,600 new cases, about that many a day. They're on an up spike right now. Granted, Canada is about 10% of the United States population. So let's see where the U.S. is. Girl, have you seen how Australia's doing?
Oh, they are open.
Great.
I mean, girl, they get like less than 20 cases a day.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Bitch. When Courtney was there for Mardi Gras and she was just out having a good time.
Jealous. Ugh. I was like, I was gagged. I want to block that bitch. Oh, this is annoying. I don't want to see this shit on my feed. Get away.
For my mental health, I have blocked Courtney Act.
Hawaii's doing really well, too. Like, anywhere that's an island that they can, like, really control it, they're doing good.
Yeah, control it. Yeah.
Well, also, Brooklyn, to be fair, Canada, I mean, Australia is a lot more. I mean, Australia is the size of America with the population of Canada. So they're a lot more spread out. No one lives in the middle of the country, and all their cities are pretty far from each other. So there's a lot less, quote, intermingling like there is here.
And it's being run by adults. United States.
Yeah, there's also
the women, ex-cons. A fucking wig reveal.
You know, maybe the secret is get you a place that is literally run by criminals and ex-cons, and you too could, you know, have a slopping and popping coronavirus moment.
I mean.
But enough about Staten Island. Anyway, Brooklyn. So, Brooklyn, I have to say, before Drag Race, anything, before I was on Drag Race, before Bob, anyone was on Drag Race, I knew, I would see you, like, you were a popular queen, like, in the world. Like, people knew of you because you were such a great performer. And obviously, Drag Race happens. You fuck it up. And now you host your own motherfucking franchise of Drag Race. What a wild fucking ride.
It's crazy. I still can't believe it all, honestly. Like, it just doesn't even, hasn't really computed. Like, none of it really has sunken in for me yet. Like, I haven't taken a moment to, like, sit there and just kind of realize what's happened. But, yeah, it's been crazy.
Kind of like Monet's chair into the ground. It hasn't sunken in. No, I'm kidding. Oh.
That was a pretty good one.
I'm pretty proud of that. Even though that was a good one, comment below. I think I was telling Monet before that I think I'm still kind of mad that you're not the main host of the show, but that's just my humble opinion. I feel like it should be in my head, I was like, when there is a person telling me to lip sync for my life, I would like for it to be a drag queen. Nothing against Tom Green. Nothing against Tom Green. But if Tom Green was like lip sync fellas, I'd be like, nigga, you lip sync for your fucking life. My butt is on a plant. Nigga, you fucking lip sync. This is the Tom Green show, not the Green Tom show.
He was wild. I was like, he was really, really nice, but he called his mom. He literally called his mom in the middle of deliberations to ask her a costume and like a full on. Yeah, he was just doing his own thing. He was really fun though. But yeah, I mean, hopefully I kind of agree. Like, I think I should be the one kind of doing that because I am the drag queen on the show. So,
and you have the prestige. Like, you know what you're talking about more than anyone. And not that Stacey and everyone doesn't know what they're talking about, but obviously on that panel in regards to being specifically with being a contestant on Drag Race and doing very well and making it very far, who is more equipped than a contestant from Drag Race who did very well and made it very far? And also outside of that, you have...
Miss Continental, you know what I mean? Like, you have all of these huge accolades under your belt, so it would make the most sense. So it is kind of a gag when you have nothing against Miss Deborah Cox and all these other folk, but it's a little
Monet, don't act like you are all up on Brooklyn. Do you even know what color Brooklyn's gown was when she won Miss Continental? Or are you just a faux fan? What color was it? What color was it, bitch?
Calm down, I'm getting there. It was fuchsia.
Googling. She's Googling. It was I'm pretty sure it was red.
That was fuchsia.
That was your step down red. That you did some red. The step down was red. My bad.
Wow,
my bad.
Bob. Yeah, you're not trying to drag me. You don't even fucking know the facts. You talk about, you dumb bitch.
No, she did this like sheer moment before everyone was doing noodle illusions. Before everyone looked like noodles. She did this. Her step that was like beautiful. I remember taking that fucking picture to people being like, make it. And they were like, oh yeah, I'll make that this much. And I was like, I'll wait.
Never mind. Yeah. Yeah, that gown was... I actually brought that gown to Drag Race with me. That was supposed to be like my finale eleganza gown, like the final runway, but I just had a feeling I was going to be lip syncing. You know when you're like,
Oh, yeah.
I had a feeling, and so I wore that stupid white ballerina tutu, which I hated. But I was like, if I'm going to lip sync, like, I can't lip sync in that dress. It's literally, like, non-stretch. Like, the song was Pride a Deeper Love. I was like, I have to wear something I can move in. So,
and a lot of people don't know, Brooklyn Heights is not tiny. You are, how tall are you?
What do you mean? I am a dainty, delicate 6'3".
Yeah, but you make it look like 6'2". Like, okay. Brooklyn Heights is taller than me, and I'm tall. I'm one of those folks. Do you have this experience? Because Evie is tall as well. Mm-hmm. So when people see you next to Evie, they're used to seeing you and comparing you and being like, oh, they must be average height because they're side by side. I get that with me and Naomi and Kim. We're all 6'2", 6'3". And folks are like, oh, my God. People, when they see me, they always say, you're so tall. Or sometimes they say, you're so big. And I'm like, watch your motherfucking words when you talk to me.
Right. I always forget how tall Kimchi is. Every time I see her, I'm like, oh, I forget. Every
time.
My size.
Bitch, I gag every time I see her. I'm like, oh, yeah, Kim, you're so tall.
Yeah.
And I mean, Naomi looks tall. I was gagged to find out that Simone was like 6 foot tall.
Yeah. I met her like a couple weeks ago, and I was like, oh, because I thought you were just like tiny for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, just short. Same, but yeah, she's tall.
Okay, yeah, we need to ask you a question. This has been going on for a very long time on Sibling Rivalry. This has been nonstop.
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Who would win in a pageant? Me or Monet? Oh.
What pageant?
Miss Continental. Bob and I have both won the regionals. I won a Miss New York Continental.
No, you
Bob
didn't. Monet won Miss Hoboken.
Bob went across the river, and he won Miss fucking New Jersey Continental, and I'm Miss New York Continental. We both won the Continental. Who is getting further?
Okay, first of all, I actually recently moved to Dallas. I won Miss Dallas Continental, which is very hard. And Monet won New York. So, you know, they're more cabaret in there. So it was actually really easy to win the New York prelims. Anyway, go ahead. So who's winning?
Monet.
No. What?
Bitch. Literally, you didn't even have to think about it. Yeah. Boom. Yaya kaya bow. Boom.
Monet's winning. Well, Bob, you're winning EOY Entertainer of the Year.
Yeah, get EOY for all the funny girls, all the little entertainers. Go do that one.
Erica Andrews won EOY.
Why that's you where gagging?
That's where she did her Mommy Dearest talent was EOY.
So here's the thing. Me and Monet have been arguing with this forever. We at the top of the quarantine, we were going to do a digital pageant. Me, you, and a couple other girls. Me and Monet went to do a digital pageant with you and Jada. But then, you know, quarantine, life happens. Monet and I are still, we tried to enter Alaska's pageant, but she was like, there's,
sorry,
you missed the deadline. You missed the deadline. She goes, maybe next year, Gorge. but me and Monet, what pageant do you recommend me and Monet compete in, especially if it leans toward me? Which pageant do you think we should enter?
Oh my god. Well, there's so many. Well, there's not so many. Gay USA is a good one. Gay USA is a good one because it's easy. Easy in the sense that it's two categories.
Drag them! Drag them!
No, like
drag Miss Gay USA. You ain't shit, Miss Gay USA, but that shit was easy. People wear Gay USA and they sleep, bitch.
Let me finish. Fuck you. It's easy in the sense that there's interview, which I think there's interview, but then the night of the pageant, all the only categories you have are evening gown and talent.
Well, you know, so you want the easiest pageant in the world, which me and Monet have both competed in and lost. Actually, I didn't compete in it. I competed in the other. Anyway, Miss Fire Island. Miss Fire Island is one category.
Girl, it's so easy.
You walk in a gown, it's a wrap.
That's it?
I think there might be two, I think there might be swimwear and no, the swimwear and
daywear. Daywear. No, daywear.
Not
and,
daywear.
And gown. Just those. Daywear.
But everyone does swimsuits because it's on Fire Island. So daywear ends up being swimsuits.
No, that's not true. Tina Burner did a whole thing where she was like a firehouse.
Did she win? Did
yes,
she
Tina
win?
Tina would've won.
No, you're thinking that's not because the year that she lost, she did the Girl on Fire. Tina Burner came out and she did like a Katniss Everdeen theme, and she lost that year, she won the next one. So if you want to win two categories, day wear, evening wear, you don't answer questions, you don't do talent. All you do is walk across a pool and then they crown it. I mean, the prize package is very, I think the prize package is $1,000. So it's a lot smaller than some of the other ones. And am I correct in assuming that, like, when you win, like, I think Miss Continental was like 10K at one point, they give you five and then give you another five when you step down? Is that how that works?
No, you get like five. It depends. I think it changes every year, honestly. Like, you just get what you get. Like, there's if you notice, honestly, for Continental, they don't advertise prize money, so you never know what the prize package is. I think I got five the night I won, and then I think I got maybe another 1,000 when I stepped down. So,
got it.
I mean, it's not a lot of money. The pageant,
the prestige, though, the prestige of I'm
it's about the
like
prestige,
so
yeah. I think EOY is 10K. That's the highest of like the national.
Oh, I'm doing that one too then.
Yeah.
I'm going to win that one. Did you not hear, Brooklyn? I'm winning EOY. Did you not? Don't even waste your time, honey.
I wish. I'm over swimsuit category in pageants, though. I think it's so like, it's just a fucking leotard. I think they should do like Miss Black Universe, Miss Black America, they do sportswear, which I think is just so much more interesting. And like, I wish Continental and like, Continental's really the only pageant actually that still does swimwear that I can
think of. We've had three Miss Continental winners on Drag Race. Monet, can you name them?
Yes, Brooklyn Heights.
Okay.
We've had
I love quizzing Monet because especially stuff I know. We've had Brooklyn Heights, Nyasha Lopez, and Roxy Andrews won Miss Continental Plus.
Yeah, Roxy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the Roxy erasure for me. It's the Roxy erasure for me, Monet.
I love Roxy. Can I just tell you, Roxy just has this thing, like whenever she posts, whenever I happen to be in Florida and I see her, she is just such an effort. I don't even know what she is. She just has literally the definition to me of je ne sais quoi. Like, she just is so effortless, and her body's so beautiful, and she's just so majestical to watch. I love Roxy Andrews.
She's my favorite drag queen. I always say
she's brilliant.
She's like a one-stop shop. She does it all herself, or she can do it all herself, and she's just fucking painted. Like, she's old school.
And when I say
drag,
she does
new.
It, and we say she does all, we mean literally everything. We did the Christmas tour together, and Roxy drove herself. Like, I'm not kidding. Everyone was on the tour bus, and Roxy drove herself to every gig. She was like, I'm good. And she just drove. She would not get in the car with us.
In her fucking BMW.
She wouldn't get on the bus with us. I said, not driving yourself when we have a ride. It's the flex for me. It's for me.
Yeah.
She's hysterical.
I want to go back a little bit, back to Canada's Drag Race. So talk us through, so you're like doing your own thing, and do you get an email? Are they reaching out to your agents? How do they come at you for Canada's Drag Race, and what is your immediate reaction?
I honestly don't remember. I don't remember when I found out. I know right after we filmed our season, or like 2 months afterwards. So it was in the summer of 2018. I was in the World of Wonder offices, and we were talking about like me doing a Wow Presents Plus show. And I was like, you know what? I would love it if there was like one day, maybe like a Canada's Drag Race, and like if I could make a cameo on it or something, like something stupid like that.
You heard it here. Brooklyn created Canada's Drag Race. Brooklyn invented Canada's Drag Race.
It was already in the works, but obviously they didn't tell me that. So I think it was like a week after the finale or something, or like around finale time. And I think one of my agents called me up and was like, so they're doing a Canada's Drag Race and they want you to be a judge, like a permanent judge.
That's amazing.
I was just like gagged. I couldn't believe it. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Because, you know, after the show, you're like, okay, well, I didn't win, so what the fuck am I going to do now?
Yeah,
well, Bob, you don't know what that's like. But like your first time after
the show. Tell me more.
Your first time after the show, you don't like, I was like, shit, well, how like, I guess I'll go back to All Stars. Like, what am I going to do? And then this just kind of landed in my lap.
Well, this is actually really exciting. We're excited to announce that Monet will be one of the judges of St. Lucia's Drag Race. I'm so excited. When St. Lucia's Drag Race pops off, Monet is going to walk out there in that stunning gown.
Yes! Oh, I would live. I really want, I'm hoping like in later seasons when COVID isn't a thing, I really want to have other Drag Race girls on the panel. That's something
that'd be amazing.
Like, it needs to happen. Like, honestly, and like everybody would, like everybody would jump at doing that.
Oh yeah,
yeah, totally. Well,
So when they said that they were doing Australia's Drag Race, I tweeted out. I was like, I'm available.
Right?
To host Australia's Drag Race. And RuPaul was like, I'm good. Yeah. Right now, RuPaul is the only person who, like, show franchise, and she hosts in more than one country. Tyra Banks, like, I'm just doing America. I'm American. Not traveling around. Yeah. RuPaul is like, RuPaul will do Drag Race Mars if they have Martians up there. And here's my question. When do you think, because I had this idea, I was like, I think RuPaul will keep doing drag until she doesn't look good in a dress. Like, until she's just, like, I think we will have to pry Drag Race out of RuPaul's cold, dead hands before she gives it up. She will come down that motherfucker in a jazzy before she... she will come down the runway on a hover round before she stops lifting that arm up to say, may the best, you know, drag queen win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think she's planning on stopping anytime soon. I mean, why would she?
But she also looks really good lately. I'm not saying Mama didn't see Dr. Zizmore, but all I'm saying is, if you look at the break from Drag Race UK, right after the break, Miss RuPaul looked amazing.
She looks incredible, and her team really does a good job on her. Like, Raven has really figured out that mug, and Curtis doing her wigs.
For sure.
Like, she just looks correct. She looks beautiful, and whatever filter they have on her, I do. Yeah, I've started. I have a team that I'm going to be working with.
Can you shout them out, or is it a secret? Is it not ready to be released?
I don't think I can say anything yet, but I'm really excited. To, like, because I mean, season one was fine. It just, like, there's just a lot of shit. It was a very season one thing with the lighting and a lot of things, and I'm just ready.
Me and Monet have notes. No, I'm kidding.
Trust me, I was taking notes on myself. I was like,
No, we don't have notes. Did you do your makeup for season one?
I did, yeah. I did my makeup for season one, and I was still wearing those horrible lace front eyebrows, which I'm so mad at myself for.
Okay, I'm going to get into them.
Wait. You stopped doing them?
Because we want to start. I want to start.
I want to start doing them.
The thing is, Plastique does them, and they look gorgeous on Plastique. And then I tried them, and I thought I looked like the one, and I fucking, like, looking back now, I was like, what the fuck was I thinking? They just didn't look, they didn't look good on me.
You were the two. So I was obsessed with it. So Monet was part of this journey. I was, like, making my own ventilator. I was making my own eyebrows. But, bitch, I was making full-on Eugene Levy, Schitt's Creek, caterpillar-ass, thick eyebrows. So if there's someone out there who knows how to make them better than that, because I was doing, like, a wig, but it's not like a wig. It has to it's not the same. It's just not the same.
Yeah, it's different.
Because I used to make my eyebrows me and Kennedy both used to make my eyebrows for Angels in America, but I was also an old man, so there were big, I made the first one that you lost, there were these big bushy, like, caterpillar moments, but I want to get into the world of ventilated lace eyebrows, because it just, there's a video of Plastique putting on her eyebrows, and when I saw her, like, lift that brow, I was like, oh my god, I think I want this in my life.
Yeah, it's
so much work.
Yeah, I mean, she makes it look so easy. I mean, and she's just fucking gorgeous. But yeah, so that won't be happening again. I've gone back to the world of drawing them on myself. But yeah, I'm gonna have, like, a makeup artist there, like help paint me and stuff. Because why not?
That's the fantasy. You know, when we did the promo for All Stars 4, Valentina had not for the promo, something else. I think for press week, Valentina had, like, a makeup artist, and she just sat there in her chair and she just got her makeup
put on her. It's
kind of fierce.
But the gag is, Valentina hired a makeup artist who literally does the Valentina face. So it looks great. I know, it looks great. So I guess it's great to, like, have the night off, but, like, it's not like the makeup artist was doing something that Valentina was. So, for example, if you watch We're Here season one, I did my own makeup up until Farmington. And then the last three or two episodes, Layla McQueen did my makeup. So wow. I showed up to We're Here doing my own face, and Shangela and Eureka showed up with makeup artists, and I was like, maybe I should get a makeup artist. Then Layla McQueen started doing my face for the last half of We're Here, mm-hmm. and she's doing my face for season 2 of We're Here as well.
Awesome.
I think with Valentina, it's like nothing is broken. So she just wants someone who can take what she is like, because Valentina legitimately takes like 4 or 5 hours to paint her face, where yeah, you can hire someone who can do it in an hour. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, that's fierce.
And look, you know, to do Valentina's makeup, they lock her in a chair like Hannibal Lecter. She's restrained otherwise, so she doesn't get up and start doing disco dancing and singing her songs in the middle of getting ready.
And it's great. Yeah. Like, if you look like shit, it's not your fault.
Exactly. Who did
this? You can blame to be like, it wasn't me. I didn't do it. Sorry.
I am very grateful to Layla McQueen. Layla McQueen has more makeup skills than I do. She can do stuff that I cannot achieve.
She's incredible.
Personally. Yeah, she's really good.
She's really good.
Talented.
Monet, who would be your makeup artist, Monet? Who would you hire as your makeup artist?
Like another queen?
Another person. I don't care. Person, queen, anything.
I don't know. I haven't found anyone. I'm like, ooh, I want you to make me look like you.
So you think everyone's shit?
Yeah,
is what you're saying.
So what you're saying is everyone should.
Brooklyn. So I want to go back now. I know. I don't know how much you can speak on, but during season 1, Jeffrey Borsheimer got like a lot of heat for like how he judged the show. Why you guys were filming? What was the temperature? Did you guys feel like he was speaking out of turn, or it was too mean, or whatever? Like, what is your whole take on all of that stuff with JBC?
It was just so wild, like. I felt horrible for him. He is a lovely, lovely person and mm-hmm. really, really sweet. And like, just the way the fans came at him was just like something I'd never experienced before, honestly. And the way they came at, I got it to a lesser degree, but it was also like a lot for me, because I didn't really get a lot of hate on my season. So this was my first time seeing that side of the fan base personally.
Well, people don't want you to make fun of their favorites. People don't want you to negatively critique their faves. Mm-hmm. If you say something about their favorite, then you're a dumb piece of shit. Your mom should die.
Horrible.
Your dad's an asshole, and your grandma ain't shit. Like, that's literally where the fans go to. And I do think that there was a huge race component to seeing a black man on this panel critiquing a panel that was not a panel of contestants mm-hmm. that were not a bevy of contestants, shall I say, that were not all, you know, mostly of color. So I think that, I mean, we get on the podcast, if we say anything about a skinny white twink, those fans swear up and down it is the end of the world. If I say Utica's outfit wasn't great one day, Bob hates Utica. If I say Rosé shouldn't win the challenge, Bob thinks that white people should all die. I'm like, girl, it's giving too much for me.
It's giving way too much, and it's drag. It's not that serious. It's people take the show so incredibly seriously, and I think it also came out during a really weird time. It was like mid pandemic, the election was happening. Like there was so much like pent upness that people were just looking for like an outlet to be mad at something. And so that was kind of us a little bit, but I mean, it was what it was. I thought he did a great job. I mean. It was just weird. Like, it was just, I just was so not expecting that reaction.
Now, be honest with me. Was there ever a moment where you were like, not y'all putting me up here with Stacey McKenzie? By the way, if y'all don't know, Stacey McKenzie is a literal bona fide supermodel. Mm-hmm. I mean, actual. Text Monet. Can you join the panel? Or are you texting your friends? What are you doing down there?
I'm looking.
Are you busy?
Mind your fucking business, bitch.
Are you busy? Anyway, Stacey McKenzie is a bona fide, real life, actual supermodel, and I would be insanely intimidated.
Oh, she is. First of all, she's fucking nuts, and I live. She is the loveliest, sweetest, nicest person. Like. You know how long set days can be. Like, you get there at 7 a.m. and you leave at, like, midnight. And she, there was never a complaint. There was never a negative anything. She was just there doing her job, having a good time, just rolling with the punches. And she was so easy to work with. She's so funny. She's one of the, she's kind of like an Alyssa Edwards to me, where she doesn't realize how funny she is. She just, everything she does is just comedy. Like, just the way she talks and everything. She's just like, she has this voice and she just talks like that. And she's just like such a genuinely lovely human being. So I wasn't intimidated by her, like, because she just does not give off that aura. I was intimidated watching her do her runway walk, because like she would, I would always make her go last so I could watch her. And her runway walk is just like, oh, she's just brilliant. She's so brilliant. And she's, she gave really good critiques too. And she was, I love watching the lip syncs back and watching her watch the lip syncs. Cause she's, she is getting so into it. She's like grabbing me and like, I don't know. She was just so funny. I'm so excited to work with her again.
You know what tickles me? The voting. The voting tickles me. I don't know why. Cause it's like y'all are passing notes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The notes.
I would
are we keeping that for season two?
I have no idea. I would legitimately draw penises on mine and just hand them over.
Those little notes. Those little notes. I was like, not passing notes. Folding it. Sliding it over.
I know.
That's so funny. Not penises.
Yeah,
I mean, I think because listen, I feel like it should be American Idol style where they full on just say to you like, you know which judge picks you. On American Got Talent, they're like, no, not for me, dog. But here they're like, we don't know who said what, but we do know you got eliminated.
I think there'll be some changes for season two for sure. I don't really know what they're going to be yet, but. I don't think the note thing will be happening again, but it might be. Who knows?
So I will tell you, Mike. So from my experience on Drag Race, a lot of there's two camps of queens. There are queens who are like, it was production, and there are queens who are like, I said what I said. Now I am personally, I said what I said. If I said it on TV and they showed it, I did it. None of what I said was taken out of context. I never felt like there was like, also I will say this too, when you're on Drag Race, you feel like, but when you're on Drag Race, you do get paranoid. You think that everything is a plot, everything's a trick, production is trying to get you. Do you remember when they thought Elliot with two T's was a spy?
Oh, right.
Yes, because she went home, because she came back and all the things,
But, I mean, so do the girls still accuse you all of that? Did any of the girls after the season be like, y'all wanted me gone, didn't you?
No, not really. I think everyone was, like, pretty good. I haven't heard anything. No one's come to me and said anything. So, unless they're saying it behind my back. But I think it was really hard because, like, when you're up there critiquing them, like, I said so many things to them, and I would go on these tangents about things, but then you have to remember you're on TV and you're making a TV show, and they can't use everything. So, like, I think for a really good lesson for season two is, like, just to give critiques in, like, smaller little sound bites so that they can actually use them. Because I think a lot of people thought we were very, like, we only really said negative things to the queens, but we said so many positive things too, but they just were these long, drawn out things that they couldn't really edit them down to anything.
That makes sense.
Speaking of long, drawn out things, I have, Brooklyn and I hung out the other day with someone else, and I'll fill y'all in about some of the details of that after this little break.
Sometimes I just don't have time or energy to cook, especially something healthy. Like, as you all know, I'm always in the podcast, have my YouTube page, I film We're Here. I'm a very busy woman, okay? And honestly, I don't feel great when I end up eating takeout for almost every single meal. And this has all changed once I found Daily Harvest. Now, Daily Harvest delivers delicious food, all built on organic fruits and vegetables, right to your door. It takes literally minutes to prepare, and I never have to think twice if the food I'm eating is good for me. Daily Harvest is ready when you are. Everything stays fresh in your freezer until you're ready to enjoy it. So, you waste less food too. No need to overthink any of your meals for the week with Daily Harvest. Smoothies for breakfast, crisp flatbreads for lunch and dinner, and food that's perfect for cooler weather. Like their perfectly roasted harvest bowls and soups. Daily Harvest never uses preservatives, added sugar, or artificial anything, including their recently launched almond milk, which is made of only almonds and a dash of sea salt. That's it. This is super convenient because I'm always stocked up whenever I need almond milk for my smoothies. Daily Harvest is also committed to minimizing their environmental impact. They're in the process of transitioning to 100% compostable, recyclable, plant-based, and renewable fiber packaging. Daily Harvest is undeniably delicious, clean food without the prep. Get started today. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code RIVALRY to get $25 off your first box. That's promo code RIVALRY for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. dailyharvest.com.
All right, we are back. Okay, so the other day, so in case y'all have not caught up, I've recently moved to LA, and then I went out with Brooklyn and Vanjie, and then Silky Nutmeg Ganache joined the party. This is my first time I've been hanging out with Silky.
Silky Stunt Queen Ganache.
Okay, girl, let me tell you something. I you know, sometimes people put a little va-va-voom, a little seasoning into who they are on TV. Bitch, Silky is as advertised. She is fucking wild. I was like,
wild.
Girl, you are crazy. I had not, so she was really up in there fucking grabbing Miley Cyrus by her ankle and swinging her around her head like a fucking cavewoman.
Spin around your head, spin like a helicopter. No, I was with Silky one time too, and I was like, this is what's going on? What is happening?
Literally.
Like, I need someone to catch, like, this is insanity.
And literally, like, Vanjie was with us, and Vanjie FaceTimed me the next day, and we were laughing. I was like, it's my favorite thing, hanging out with Silky with people who have not hung out with her before. And Monet had never hung out with her. And just watching Monet react to Silky was brilliant, because you're just like, oh, this is like who you are. And you're just sitting there, like, watching really her. And she's just, her own entity.
Yeah, girl, she's like over here like shooting her shot with this dude. She's like, ooh, yo, what's poppin'? I was like, that's right. You better get a bitch. You better work. I love it. Yep. It was fun.
I think one of the things that really got me together with Silky, we were sitting there, we were watching an episode of Drag Race, and they had just finished up the soda commercials. Mm-hmm. And then Silky wanted everyone to like hear her commercial. So Silky flat out turned to the room and said, everybody look at me. And something about someone saying, everybody look at me. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that tickled me so hard. Do you remember this, Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Everyone look at me.
She was like, and everyone turned around and looked at her, and she sat there and she off the cuff gave a whole commercial, a whole her own soda commercial just off the top of her head.
We were like,
go off?
Go off, work. But Yeah.
Brooke, how was your because you recently moved to LA about a year ago. Mm-hmm. How was your love life?
Before we talk about that, because I want to talk about you living in LA, are we allowed to say that you live in Bianca's old apartment?
Yeah,
that's so interesting to me.
This is Bianca's old bedroom.
Oh, gag. Oh, word.
I smudged it, though.
Yeah, oh yeah. If the cum stains could talk.
Oh my god. But yeah, I moved to LA a year ago now, which is crazy. I can't believe it's been a year. I was living in Nashville when like the pandemic hit, and I was like, there is no way in hell I'm staying here for a year of quarantine. Like not being able to leave Nashville. I was like, that's not happening. And Bianca was moving out to her house, so it kind of just worked out.
Yeah.
I just packed it, I potted everything up, and I moved out here with my cats, and I love it.
Your cats. Oh my god, we're both cat ladies. Oh my god. So when I first got my cat, Brooklyn, Bob hated Colleen. Bob was like, this cat, blah 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 blah. Now Bob fully loves Colleen. Bob, the other day, Bob was like, Colleen's a cool cat. I like her.
No, I was not talking to you. I was talking to Colleen. You keep acting like I was talking to you. Me and Colleen were having a chat because I had some interactions with some very bad cats, some very violent cats, some very nefarious cats. And I said, Colleen, I want you to know I met some cats recently who were everything I was told cats are. Mm-hmm. And they were very, very rude, very nasty, very mean. But you're a sweet young lady. And I just want you to know that.
A sweet young lady.
And my name was like, huh? I was like, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Colleen.
And my cats are very, very sweet and loving. Like, they're just like basically dogs. They just want to be petted. They are though.
Bobby, I tell him that's Bobby hates that. He's like, Monet, everyone with cats always says that they're like dogs. It like drives him crazy.
Your cat is not like a dog. Your dog is like a dog.
They're basically dogs.
Then bitch, get a dog. Get a dog, then bitch.
I just don't have to walk them. They're really mad at me right now because I just got them nail covers.
Oh my god, I want to get those.
I know. They're these little, it's like literally press on nails for your cat so they don't scratch everything. So I just got the red sparkly nail covers and they hate me.
So Money was asking about your love life before I rudely interrupted.
Yeah, are you dating in LA? What's going on? What's the tea?
Yeah, I am sort of like dating. I've gone on a few dates here and there. I was seeing someone for a couple months in the summer, but we broke up. And now we're just like really good friends. So it's kind of hard to do during a pandemic though. Like,
right.
Well, so if you want to get dicked down by Brooklyn Heights, what is the best course of action? How can someone get on your radar? How does someone, is it sliding into the DMs? Is it seeing you out in public? Is it at a meet and greet? How can someone woo Ms. Heights?
Well, I like people who take action. So if you want something to happen, slide into the DMs, or if you see me out in public, start up a conversation, like, you know, and if I'm interested, I will let you know. You know, I hate when I have to do all the work. You know, don't make me do all the work. Like, don't make me do all the work. I like it, like, one of the guys I went on a date with recently, I met him at Beaches. They were sitting at the table beside us, so we were kind of, like, chit-chatting. And
what
then,
is Beaches?
Beaches is
a bar in WeHo.
Can you let Brooklyn answer, Monet? Jesus Christ, I'm sorry.
I just went, that's why. I literally just went with Brooklyn the other day. So I'm like,
it's Monet's favorite spot. It's her hangout. But yeah, no, we were just chit-chatting, and then he was getting up to leave, and he's like, hey, can I get your number? And I was just like, that was so sexy to me, because nobody ever asks that, I feel like. Nobody ever was like, hey, can I get your number? And I was like, absolutely you can.
How forward is too forward?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah.
Like, if someone's like, you were very sexy, and I'm trying to go home tonight.
I mean, well, it all depends on the person, and it just depends on if they're able to read the signs. Like, if I'm interested, I'm going to make it, like, I'm going to let you know I'm interested. I'm going to flirt. But it's when people don't pick up on signals and stuff, and then they try to be really forward, and you're like, no, I'm okay.
Read the room. Read the room.
Read the room. It's all about that. Very bad.
You see, I'm always nervous about the DM thing because I'm when guys like are super into my drag career and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, because again, I don't mind if a partner or boyfriend is, but when you're like, okay, because again, I've told a story on the podcast before. When the first times I ever went to Northern Ireland, I went to Belfast, and this guy we met, and I thought he would just want, I knew he knew who I was, but literally the entire time he was asking me about RuPaul, about Miss Cracker's wigs, about the Vixen this, about what Eureka. I was like no, this is not what this is for, bitch. Put your dick in my mouth, take your dick out of your pants, and put it in my throat.
Seriously, that is rule number one. If anybody's listening and you want to hook up with a Rue girl, don't bring up the show. Don't talk about the show. Like, nothing. That is the biggest turnoff. Like, when people start asking questions about everything, like, no.
What I like is when someone says, just so you know, I do know who you are. I'm just gonna say don't act like mm-hmm. you don't know who I am. That is
I like
so
that.
Weird.
No, act like you don't know who I am. I like that. Okay.
First of all, for me,
I
that
love
is,
when they legitimately
me,
don't know who you are. That's my best. Yes, you have no clue who I am. I love it.
For me,
yes.
Dating someone who acts like they don't know who you are is a relationship that is
okay,
centered
not
around dishonesty.
Dating. It's not dating. It's just the one. If we're just fucking, if we're dating, that's different. If we're just fucking one time, I don't need you to tell. I don't care if you know who I am. But if we're dating, obviously, yes, of course.
Well, we were talking about dating, but also, like, even in terms of fucking, if someone just says, just so you know, I do know who you are. We can move on from this now. Not like I know who you are. Let's have a chat. But it's like, just so you know, I am aware. Now we can move on. That makes it easier to communicate with people, to hook up, to talk. Monet, I'm not knocking Monet's anonymous sex through a glory hole wall. Have at it. But I'm just saying, I like honesty in my. In my connections, I like a little honesty.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't want this to be an acting challenge. You know what I mean?
Please no.
Were you acting like you don't know who the fuck I am? We're all like we're doing an improv challenge, and we're, you know, trying to not spot the secret word, and you have to do a whole improv challenge around not saying the secret word, but no one knows what the secret word is. Like, yeah. Bitch, you can listen. A prerequisite for getting in bed with me is not you can have cable, watch Viacom, and we can still get in bed as long as it's not weird. Don't be weird about it.
Yeah, like you can acknowledge it. I just don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Is dating well? What so? Oh, this is what I found out about Brooklyn. Bob, Brooklyn used to live in New York. So Brooklyn, where in New York did you live? Were you?
Wait, what?
Were you? Really? Yes. Were you in like? Were you in Do or Die Bed-Stuy, or were you in Midtown?
I moved there probably I lived there 2008 to 2012.
We were there the same. That's when I moved. I moved to New York in 2008. This is crazy.
Oh, that's nuts. Yeah, that's when I was dancing for Ballet Trocadero, so I was based out of New York. I lived the first 2 years. I lived across from the Hotel Chelsea on 23rd and 8th with. Well, it's not as fancy as it sounds. The apartment was beautiful, but I was living with like a friend of a friend of a friend, and she was this like crazy old like New Yorker who had been there for like 30 years. It was a one bedroom apartment. I would sleep on her couch, like, because I was gone all the time on tour, so I would just come home. I would crash on her couch or like in her bed, and she was awesome. She was just like this literally insane old lady. And then the next 2 years, I lived on 95th and Central Park West in someone's brownstone. I rented a room there.
Bitch, you were like 10 blocks from where I used to live. I used to live at 106 in Amsterdam.
Work.
We lived near each other for probably 2 years. That is so wild to me.
Were you doing drag?
Well, y'all were probably on the same grinder grid.
Probably. You probably blocked me a long time ago.
No, I have you saved on Grindr.
Oh, so you know who I am?
Because yes, I saw you. Last time you were in Nashville, or we were somewhere, and you popped up by my Grindr, and I was like, "Hey, girl!" And then I literally starred you. And every time I re-download it, you're in my favorites. And I have
a few queen stars too, so I can be like, "Well, wow, Brooklyn hasn't been touring in a while. She's been on the grid."
I love it. I was like, "Oh, Bob's 4,000 miles away right now. That's great."
Work. I live.
That is wild. Yeah, that's so crazy that you and I were in this, because I started doing drag in 2009.
Okay.
But it was pretty crunchy until like
2021.
Literally, I get so mad when I see these fucking like Gigi Good and Simone and Aquarian, all these little fucking 19-year-old bitches, and they're just flawless. I'm like,
how old are you?
I'm 35. I'm like, if you saw what I look like, even 4 years ago in drag, like I was going back in my Instagram Same. Just deleting shit. I deleted like 3,000 pictures because I was like, I was busted. But the best part was, you could not tell me shit. Like, I was the most gorgeous thing I had ever seen in my entire life.
What year did you win Continental?
2014.
Can I tell you a gag? Monet's not going to remember this, but I was trying to explain to Monet Miss Continental. I don't know if this is on the podcast or not. Mm. We were talking about Miss Continental, and Monet was either confused that a Canadian could win or couldn't understand why Europeans weren't allowed to compete. And I said, Monet, it's the continent. Mm-hmm. It's the continent of North America.
I don't think that's true. I remember you were like,
why can't British girls? I was like, because Monet, they're not on the same continent.
European girl just won. Vanessa Van Cartier.
Is that new?
That's new. That's like in the last like 3-4 years. That's opened up. And they also just opened it up to sex change. So like post-op trans women can now enter. And the girl, Vanessa Van Cartier, who's from Belgium, is also post-op. So she's out about it. Like, I'm not spilling her tea. Like,
were they doing like panty checks back in the day?
No, they weren't. I actually, can you imagine?
I mean, girl. So you said, because I know they allow trans women with breast augmentation to do to win.
Oh, yeah.
But they had a rule about bottom surgery, apparently.
Genesis. Yeah. Back in the day. I guess it was just like, people knowing people's tea, I don't really know. But like Continental is known as like the trans like beauty pageant. Yeah. Like it, like there's only yeah. I think there's been like 3 or 4 boys who have won. Like me, Naysha. Actually when Tandy Andrews won, she hadn't started transitioning yet, like back in the day, but she was just a woman anyway. There's been like only 3 or 4 boy queens who have won, and the rest have been like trans women.
Well, I'm glad they got rid of that weird bottom surgery rule, yeah. And especially because it makes you feel like they're going to be doing fucking panty checks, which is so barbaric.
I don't think that ever happened. I'm actually, that would have never happened. But I guess
you were just showing your dick because you wanted to. You were just proud of it.
I was just swinging for the fun of it.
Bob, are you having a full meal? What are you doing?
I'm eating. Okay, I bought these. So I'm keto. This sugar-free candy, Icebreaker Sour. This is not a paid ad. Icebreaker Sours. Like, I can't stop eating them. They're so good, but they also make you poop.
Oh yes, I love pooping.
Well, you know what?
I could talk about these all day. I love it.
If you eat these, you will be more than regular. I'll say that right now, because these motherfuckers. Well, I was like, ooh, girl.
What was so interesting is that we're talking and Bob is just like, like sneaking little. I was just like, what is going on over there? I cannot.
I don't know what my problem is. But listen, Brooklyn, when we do our pageant, I'm earmarking you as my pageant coach. Monet can have Nasha Lopez or somebody else.
No, I'm gonna ask Giselle Barbie Royale because I'm literally obsessed with her.
Yes,
I love Giselle.
Would love.
Well, she likes me more. Giselle likes me more than she likes you. Let's put it that way.
Oh my God!
I'm gonna have Darcelle. I want Darcelle to be my
fucking. Oh, Darcelle!
Well, girl, here at the Parliament House. Well, girl, it's good to have you here.
Didn't Darcelle win Continental? Didn't she win Continental Elite? Didn't she win Continental Elite like two years ago?
She's the reigning Miss Continental Plus, and she's reigned for like 2 years now because they didn't have the patch.
She was elite. Isn't elite when you're above a certain age, plus when you're above a certain weight?
I think it was plus though.
I'm pretty sure it was plus. It's plus. Yeah.
Also, can I just say to y'all, I feel like whatever the weight requirement used to be, it was low. At one point, one of the pageants, to be plus, you had to be over 200 pounds. I was like, bitch.
Mm-hmm. It's 225 for plus.
Well, bitch, sign me up.
So you're still in the running, baby.
Money, let's just say me and you both will be good, okay? let's just say we aye. And I mean, yes, I am eating more of my sours. I got to put them away.
Brooklyn, this has been such a fucking joy. Thank you so much for coming and joining us here on Sibling Rivalry for the debauchery.
I love it. Thank you for having me. This is a dream come true.
Wait, before we leave, can you, I don't know if you can, because I haven't seen it announced anywhere. Can you give, are there any dates for season two yet or no?
That's all coming down the pipeline at some point.
Cool. Perfect. Yeah. Thank you for being here, Sis. All right, so
tune in later for more of Brooklyn's Pipeline.
The Brooklyn Access Pipeline.
You can find me at B-Heights on social media, B-Heights1 on Twitter. I don't even know what the fuck my TikTok is.
Not 12 different names. B-Heights, B-Lynn Heights 2.
There that. Someone took B-Heights on Twitter. Someone literally took B-Heights on Twitter and like people was acting like it was me and then wouldn't give it back to me. So, but that's a whole
shady
thing.
And
you can find me on YouTube. Go watch my video, Queen of the North.
It's amazing. It's so good. It's so fucking good. It's so well done. Sean Adeli did it, right?
Mm-hmm. He's incredible.
I love Brooklyn Sean.
Brooklyn Heights built a castle.
It's Sean Adeli built me a castle. I just sat there. I was on a green screen.
I love it.
It's so good. So good.
Thank
so well
you,
done.
Yeah. I loved it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you all, or hear you all, next week. Peace.
Bye.